Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, July 2nd, I hope you're well. Coming up, the Taoiseach an Tánaiste due to meet President of European Commission in Cork. Litter fines are being majorly increased and the mother of a girl stabbed on Parnell Square appeals for tolerance. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and senior ministers will today welcome the President of the European Commission to Cork. Ursula von der Leyen begins a two-day visit to the city to mark the start of Ireland's presidency of the EU. Members of the College of Commissioners will attend events at University College Cork, City Hall and other locations. Gardaí say rolling road closures will be in place throughout the day, with some roads around UCC remaining sealed off to traffic. Passengers travelling through Cork Airport are also being urged to allow extra time for their journeys due to traffic restrictions. A protest is due to take place at UCC, with staff and students calling on the EU to take stronger action over the humanitarian situation in Gaza and to uphold international law. The demonstration will be held outside the university's main gates from midday. Protest spokesperson Ciarán Dawson says the EU remains complicit in genocide.
There has been over 3,000 university students, over 3,000 school staff have been killed or wounded. 97% of the educational infrastructure in Gaza has been razed to the ground. And the EU Commission has not taken a strong enough stand against this.
Litter fines are to increase by almost 70% from September under new measures aimed at tackling rubbish and dog fouling. A new €250,000 fund has also been announced to help local authorities keep public spaces cleaner. News Talk's Daniel Pitcher reports.
People caught littering will face bigger fines from the 1st of September under new government measures announced today. The on-the-spot penalty will increase from €150 to €250. A new €250,000 fund will also help councils provide more dog waste bins and bag dispensers in parks, beaches and greenways. It comes as the latest national litter survey shows that litter levels continued to improve last year. However, pedestrians remain the biggest source of litter, accounting for almost 4 in every 10 items discarded.
The mother of the little girl left with life-altering injuries after being stabbed on Parnell Square in Dublin is appealing for tolerance within communities. 52-year-old Riad Bushakar was found guilty yesterday of 8 charges in connection with the attack in November 2023. It sparked rioting on the streets of the capital, fueled by online speculation about the offender's nationality. The then 5-year-old's mother is herself an immigrant and has also experienced racism here.
I've had people say to me, just walking by the street while I was speaking another language to my daughter, they told me to go back home. They told me that I didn't belong.
Children who survived last week's earthquakes in Venezuela are now facing a new threat. Aid agency Plan International says many are at risk of violence and abuse after being forced into overcrowded emergency shelters. It's urging humanitarian organisations to make child protection their top priority as the relief effort continues. The charity's Jessica Serrano says some children are now being preyed on by those meant to protect them.
We have reports on physical violence, psychological distress, family separation, and actually also sexual violence, especially in overcrowded shelters. What we are doing right now is with our partners in the field, we are working in specifically in child protection. We're working on providing mental health and psychosocial support to children.
The HSE has been forced to reassure patients there will be no changes to home support services after reports of proposed restrictions sparked concern. An internal email suggested home care services in Dublin and parts of Leinster would be limited to only the most urgent cases, with caps on care hours and tighter controls on referrals. The HSE has now withdrawn that guidance. It says the email has been retracted and existing arrangements for assessing and prioritising patients will continue. Housing completions rose by almost a third in the first 3 months of the year, according to new figures from the Banking and Payments Federation. More than 7,800 new homes were completed between January and March, with around 40,000 expected to be built over the course of the year. However, the BPFI says demand continues to outstrip supply, with planning delays and construction capacity remaining major obstacles. Chief economist at the BPFI, Ali Eager, says there needs to be changes in the availability of zoned land.
Obviously, the builders, construction companies can only apply for planning permission within the available zoned land. And the government has changed their targets in that regard. So we are hoping that with the local authorities expanding their sort of the zoned land availability, we'll see a further increase in the planning numbers in the short term.
A new study suggests many obese adults have indistinguishable cholesterol and blood pressure levels compared to those with a heavy weight. Experts say that the finding is largely due to the use of cholesterol-busting medications like statins and drugs to lower blood pressure. Researchers found in some cases people with obesity were better off than those of a healthy weight. A consumer group is warning customers against using TripAdvisor's AI tool for planning their holidays, which looked at AI summaries for several resorts and compared them to guest reviews. It says the tool overlooked repeated claims of things like food poisoning and poor hygiene. Kat Cherida is from the organisation.
If you are booking a holiday, we always recommend do your own research through reputable pages and reviews. Absolutely scroll past these summaries, make sure you read the real reviews, particularly one-star ratings and on reviews and other sites.
And in sport, in soccer, England manager Thomas Tuchel says he's proud of how his team didn't accept defeat as they fought back to reach the last 16 of the World Cup. Harry Kane scored twice as they came from behind to beat the DR Congo 2-1 in Atlanta. Next up for England is a meeting with tournament hosts Mexico on Sunday night. Elsewhere, Youri Tielemans converted a penalty in the dying minutes of extra time as Belgium came back from 2-0 down to beat Senegal 3-2. And the USA are through to the next round after a 2-0 win over Bosnia-Herzegovina in Santa Clara. This evening, European champion Spain are in LA from 8 o'clock, while it's a midnight start for Portugal against Croatia in Toronto. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.